Blog Talk Radio.
Unified we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah, yeah.
I'm like a movement, yeah. Got them exclusive, yeah.
All I know is support. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless. Artist, showcase.
Christ inside me, I support, ain't no much time in.
Turn rockin' the ship, we sinkin', we never drown. Megazords, now we one body, we party with Alicia, the online this jockey, yeah. Bringin' the heat, ain't no sleeper, more underdogs consistently. The love of Christ is leading, KS Radio to remove the veil, and I do it silently, we gon' get it, yeah.
If you ask around, they'll tell you it's not what you know, it's who you know. Thank God I serve a God who provides all I need, and then some far from basic, he's amazing. Ask him if he know me, he say,
that's my babe.
And now I give all I have till it's gone. See, he's my only thing to every verse and every song. So I'ma make it clear, I belong to him. And that ain't never gonna change. See, that's just what it is.
I am exclusive, y'all. I am a king's kid, y'all.
Cousin Dalo, a.k.a. Dalomonze, D-A-L-O-M-O-N-Z-E, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show with my boy KS the Legend. Man, show him how we spit the gospel.
It's Matt Bitty, it's Matt Bitty, it's Matt Bitty.
Hey. Hey. To the Most High, giving glory, no it don't stop, can't stop, and it won't stop, cause my Lord is really on top, trying to spread his love and peace to my brothers on the corner, my brothers in the
you and help you through your struggle. Yeah, my God is really able. Hit the table, all the pain you done built up. But his name you gotta lift up. Give him praise every day for the ways he done made. Was a slave to the sin, but then I switched up. Thank you, God, for the change that he made in my life and the grace that he gave when he laid down his life. Was a price to be paid, so he paid with his life. Thank you, Christ, every day for being sacrificed.
Say we lifting the Lord up. Lifting no more.
My spirit wanna faint and I'm empty in the tank. You give me strength when I can't, God. Know your name, I would never wanna take, God. Satan really want me to, but I ain't, God. To the date that they put me in the grave. And if it's just a wave, I'ma praise with the saints, God.
I'ma praise with the saints, God.
It's time to brag on the Lord, you know. Cause he the one to get the praise and the glory, bro. He's so hot, never seen nobody cold as dough. Throw me down just so he can give me overflow. Didn't understand till I got a little older, bro. He taught me how to pat myself on the shoulder, bro. Cause everybody wanna prove everything that you do and everywhere that you go, you know.
Say we lift the Lord up.
Friday, you all know what time it is, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, which means it's time for the KS Radio Show. Man, I got another monumental, very epic, very legendary interview tonight with my Brody, Mike Jackson. He is going to share his testimony. He's going to tell us like what he's doing now that he has given his life to the Lord. We got a couple of announcements from Rosalind Smith Counseling as well as Overcomer Apparel. And, man, I'm just glad that you guys are locked in. And we got some of the hottest, newest music that was released today. So you guys are definitely in for a treat. I think my Brody, Mike Jackson, is, before I get him on the show, I am going to open up the show with prayer because the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. So if this platform is all about Jesus, we got to do it in the right way. So first and foremost, Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity to fellowship with my brother Mike Jackson tonight, just to glorify you, just to uplift you, oh God. Lord, if we haven't did something that was nice, that was proud, that would make you smile in your sight, Lord, we just ask for forgiveness right now for the things that we have done, even for the things that we didn't do. For the things that we have overlooked, and even for the people that we have overlooked. So, Lord, we just thank you for your grace, for your mercy. Lord, I pray that your love will be felt on this platform tonight, that your truth will go forward, that the gospel of Jesus Christ will draw all men unto you because of the goodness that you have, because of how good you have been toward Mike. Lord, I uplift my brother on tonight. That you would just continue to strengthen him, continue to expand his territory as he has different events throughout the rest of this year and the years to come. Lord, I pray for his family. Just strengthen them even right now, God. Let them be supportive of his ministry and what he's doing in Ohio and around the world, oh God. So, Lord, just strengthen him. Give him a holy boldness to go out and continue to keep your word, to keep the gospel of Jesus Christ on the tip of his tongue, and let him not be afraid, let him not be timid, let him not be scared to deliver the truth and even speak truth to power, even right now, God. So, Lord, just have you on this platform, have you on this show. Bless the listeners, bless the people that will listen to the rebroadcast. Bless my partnerships, oh God. And, Lord, just let us continue to be strengthened to do the will of God, to do what you have entrusted us to do. Bless our families, oh God, and just bless the people that will listen to the show tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen again. Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here, bro. Hey, man, I don't even know. Look, I literally had to pull over because I'm driving, like, in my car, so I had to pull over for this interview, bro. But that prayer right there, I didn't know if I should come on as Mike Jackson or if I should, you know, be like, hey, amen, bless God. We thank you for the prayer. Amen. I didn't know what to do, bro, but, man, I appreciate you for praying for me and my endeavors and my family, man. Bless you, bro.
Amen. Hey, before we do anything, I got to give you a round of applause for joining me on tonight, because you could be anywhere doing anything, but you're here on the KS Radio Show. So,
hey,
Mike,
hey, bro,
Jackson,
I'm glad
you guys
I'm
are here.
Enough to be on your show.
What do you mean famous? We're all servants, bro. We're all servants.
Yeah, hey, that is true, man. But you come, you got to remember how I met you. I was hosting the gospel rap show with Iceberg, C Script, Christ Junior, Philly TF, bruh, and it was
yep.
like you came to Dayton, and all these cats knew you, and I didn't know who you was, man. And when I found out that you out here popping like that, bruh, I mean, I asked you, like, can I be on your show? And here we are, like, 3 years later. I appreciate you, you know. It ain't my time,
amen,
it's
bro.
God's time and your time, too, man.
Facts. Well, again, man, that I remember that concert. We were outside at a park, and, yeah, we had just pulled up. I was not supposed to have the mic, but Christ Jr. gave it to me. He continues to show love to the show and to me as a person and even as a father. So, yeah, Christ Jr. gave me the mic. I had a chance to speak a little bit about what the KS Radio Show is about who I am in Christ. And I wouldn't be who I am and where I am without the blood of Jesus transforming my life. So, yeah, I do remember that trip.
Hey, man, hey, God, it's all about God, man. So I do appreciate you once again, bro.
Amen. Well, Mike, I don't know your testimony. I know the listeners don't know your testimony. So can you give us just a quick snapshot of, you know, your testimony? Like, were you born in Dayton, childhood, elementary school, high school, all the way into, you know, your adulthood?
Oh, man. Let's see. Quick snapshot. Preacher's kid, missionary kid as well. My mom was a missionary. Let's see. High school, Colonel White. Was a sports guru, college, basketball. I still train basketball players. Did a lot of things in life that wasn't conducive with God's work, but at the same time, he bought me out. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell. I'm transparent about anything. A lot of times I tell people you don't really understand a lot of people's struggles. Even though when you're young, you don't know that young people have struggles. And even coming up as a preacher's kid, we had, you know, we have struggles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you're used to hearing the Bible, to knowing what the Bible means. But a lot of times when you're a young person and you're just going to church, you don't really understand what's being said or what's being taught. So you need someone to break it down in layman's terms. So that's why I tried to just expound on God in a way that everybody can understand. You know, keep it fresh, keep it young, keep it hip, but at the same time, keeping it all the way 100, bro.
That is definitely a work in itself to make the Word of God, you know, come alive for a young person, because, you know, us as adults, we want to be, like, strictly to the rules. And when you're dealing with kids, you have to make it fun for it to be relatable, for them to enjoy it, for them to, like, actually grasp it. So, man, kudos to you and congratulations. And, you know, my hat's off to you because that's a work in itself. I had no idea that you were a pastor's kid. Pastor's
oh, yeah.
kid, they get the most – they get looked upon the most. And even though some of them, they disappoint the congregation when they get older, blah, blah, blah. But But yeah, they get looked upon and frowned upon the most out of all the kids in the church. So anyways, that's a story in itself. But what made you want to be a guest on the KS Radio Show? Of course, I could ask anybody all day long, but you gave me your yes. So what made you want to be a guest?
Man, because I, you know, your spirit, you just have, man, bro, you got a good spirit. Plus, I'm older than you, so I needed, like, some young, hip listeners. You see what I'm saying? You got all that, bro. So that's why I wanted to be on the KS Radio Show. And then second, if my man Philly TF and Christ Jr., if they rock with you, bro, then I rock with you, because I wasn't hip to the gospel rappers here in Dayton like that, man. I mean, I didn't know that y'all flooded Cincinnati as well. I mean, you got to remember, I came up in the time where there, if you listen to gospel rap, you might be like one toenail away from hell, bro. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, man, I mean, all it was James Cleveland, Andre Crouch, Charles Fold. Hey, the hippest we could get in our house was the Hawkins Singers with Old Happy Day. And then that cut the deck right there, bruh. When I say traditional, that's what I'm talking about. It's like traditional growing up in church like that. Man, the rules were strict, man. You couldn't, I don't know, the women couldn't wear dresses unless they came from the catalog of Little House on the Prairie. Everything had to be flooded, you know, everything had to be on the ground, bruh. It was, you know, it was just, that's how it was, man. And they always had a saying, hey, it's tight, but it's right. And you'd be like, yeah, but, you know, ain't no leeway. Like, I seen Brother Johnson's fans. They real tight, and he ain't got no room to move. So you mean to tell me we ain't got no room to move in Christ? But, I mean, the fact that what you doing with the gospel rappers, man, the progression of a lot of the churches, man, the traditions are still the foundation of the church, but the young people are just doing it a different way, man. So I applaud you for what you're doing, your platform, and using it, you know, to edify the body of Christ, man, and to keep it that way, bro. So, man, that's why I said I had to rock with you, man, because you 100%, you're real good, you know, real good guy, man. You about Christ, and you about fatherhood too, man. So I had to, hats off to you, man. I can rock with anybody that's doing right, bro.
Hey, man, definitely appreciate that. Mike, are you a father?
Man, I'm a grandfather.
Grandfather, okay.
I got four wonderful kids, man. So my oldest boy is 28. I got a daughter, 26. A son, 21, and my youngest daughter is about to be 18 in January. So my two oldest kids, they have kids. So, yeah, I'm a grandfather. See, Alicia, I throw you off, bro, because you don't even know. Like, I'll be 50 next year. I know I look young. You see what I'm saying? You probably thought I was, like, in my late 20s. Yeah, no, nah, bro, it's all bad, man. That's why, you know, they say, you know, don't trust what you see. You know, but, hey, God is good. You know, God is good, and black don't crack.
Amen. We are going to take our first music break. We kicked the show off, of course, with the KS Anthem featuring Queese Music and the lovely Michelle Lee. And then after that, we played some music from Dayton with the homie C-Script, Lift the Lord Up, LTLU, which is his new song that he dropped today. It is on all streaming platforms right now, so if you guys enjoyed that Lift the Lord Up, then definitely stream that joint. But the homie Iceberg is on the call in, so I'm going to go ahead and get ready to play his song sometime soon. But we're going to go ahead and get into this Edify with this light work right here on the KS Radio Show, man. Y'all keep it locked, man. We got more with the homie Mike Jackson next up. And, again, if anybody wants to call in, the number is 914-205-5471. Hey, man, let's get to this light work with the homie Edify. Check it out.
This is long overdue. Edify.
Yeah, I'm coming through. If you're not with me, then you hit the snooze. I'm coming with it like you better move. Stopped all the talking, gave up the excuses. Yeah, clear out the room. I need to focus when I'm in the booth. No Kodiak, but I'm bearing that fruit. Snapping I can and I'll picture the view. Get to the roof, then you watch it all bloom. Piece it together, then fix it with glue. I'm
branching out, trying to shoot to the moon. I'm about to blow, better shoot the harpoon. Waves get to crack and you feel the monsoon. Think it's a fable, I'll show you the proof. Sit at the table and turn off the cable. I'm usually stable, so chaos ensues.
For everybody that been doubting me, never got under my skin like an allergy. You were the ones who were charging my battery, giving me energy without the calories. Punching the clock, I was fighting for guarantees. Went from hourly right up to salary. Thought I was wasting my muscle like atrophy. So I hustled, I was humbled through tragedy. No, I never claimed the streets as a strategy. Cause that's a falsehood, not a fallacy. Life steady teaching me like it was faculty. Really a student, I'll learn it all happily. If I'ma do it, I'll do it with family. They got me through all the pain and calamity. Now I'm all good like perfected morality. That's the whole truth, like objective reality.
Yeah. Smoke all in the air. I've been feeling some hostility. I'm a man of God, but you acting like a Philistine. I know I'm a saint, but I still deal with evil gripping me. Working on my tendencies. Need to let my mental breathe.
I've been taking shots, no vaccine. Had a full collision with my dreams. Now the roof off with no backseat. I got clear vision, no visine. When they finally listen, they like me. I'm not superstitious, but I'm in between. Cause I've been down, but fate intervened. I don't blame luck, I blame Elohim.
Yahweh.
Driving down the interstate, avoiding all the snakes.
Yeah.
But this is just a metaphor, I'm moving past the fake.
Yeah.
I got places where I need to be, I can't be late.
Yeah.
So if you wanna know what's coming soon, gotta save the date.
Yeah.
I'm not married to the game, I'm open to engage.
Yeah.
If they gave me proposals, then I'd probably be engaged.
Yeah.
If they offer me deals, then I'm reading every page.
Yeah.
Cause I won't sign with industry that's keeping people slaves.
Smoke all in the air, I've been feeling some hostility. I'm a man of God, but you acting like a Philistine. I know I'm a saint, but I still deal with evil gripping me. Working on my tendencies, need to let my mental breathe.
Hey, this is Essence E, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
I want to preach to you today on the subject, put your passion in its place. In Revelation chapter 2, there is a challenge to passion. And I think it's good every once in a while to challenge your passion level in contrast to the passion that you had. Do you still have passion? No matter what position you're in, passion matters. And if you can't do it with passion in a small place, why in the world would God promote you to a bigger one? Passion is proven by perseverance. You haven't even found your passion until you've passed your feelings. And I'm concerned about this because we've convoluted it. We've taught people that if you don't feel it, you don't have to do it. But if you have real passion, you'll do it when you're up, do it when you're down, do it when they hate you, do it when they love you. I got passion. He said, you've abandoned your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. I love God because he doesn't say that we should regret where we are. He says we should remember where we were and get your eyes back to the hills. You don't pray to get it back. You practice. Do the things you did at first. I don't feel grateful anymore. Be grateful. I don't feel excited anymore. Be excited. I don't feel love anymore. Be loving. If you will find your purpose, you will recover your passion. I think the worst advice that we could give a young person is to follow your passion. That might sound exciting, but it's self-destructive. You don't follow your passion. If you follow your passion, you're going to get your passion confused with your feelings. And the first time the wind blows real good, your flame will go out. Don't follow your passion because sometimes you can't tell your passion apart from your preference. Follow your purpose. Remember the reason God saved you. Get your lampstand back. Every candle needs a stand. The passion is the flame and the purpose is the stand. Put your passion on your purpose.
What's up, world? It's Mike Real of Push Type Music, and you are tuned in to KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music. Keep-
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11, and they overcome by the...
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
It's your boy,
it's your boy,
RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show.
Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music.
We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby, let's go!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Hey, man, shout out to Overcomer Apparel for sponsoring this show and this interview with the Brody, Mike Jackson, man. That was Edified with Lightwork. That's his newest track. The video will be releasing sometime soon. Mike Jackson, man, you feeling that track, bro?
Hey, I love that. That Edify, yeah, man. See, you always hipping me. That's why I listen to your show. You always hipping me to somebody new that I don't even know, man. So, yeah, I like that one. And you hip me to K-Drama, too, man. So I've been watching him. I'm a fan now, bro.
Oh, yeah. Turn up one time. Man, I'm enjoying the energy so far, man. We got about another 32 minutes with the homie Mike Jackson. Mike Jackson, with you being my guest, of course, you heard in the commercial that we do birthday shout-outs here at the KS Radio Show. So are there any – hold on, how can I word this? Is there anyone or a group of people who you would like to give a shout-out to tonight?
Man, it's a whole bunch of people, man, because that it's like family, man. There's hopefully they're listening, but everybody that's listening is like family to me. Definitely, I got a shout out my queen, man. Mrs. Stephanie Jackson, the queen. So I definitely got to shout her out. If I don't, when I get home, it's gonna be a problem. So let me go ahead and shout her out on that, man. My kids. My home church, Maranatha Christian Fellowship, Bishop Truman Martin, Dr. Beverly Martin, they gave me my opportunity to, they were the first church to let me do comedy in the church, because a lot of churches weren't allowing clean comedians to come in and do comedy. So they gave me my first opportunity in the church to do comedy, and ever since then, bruh, it's like the churches, they starting to call now, so... I want to definitely shout them out for helping me spearhead that, and shout you out, bro. Definitely for having me on the show, man. Like, if I had not met you in person, your first and last name would scare me, bro. Because that's, you ever listen to yourself? Do you ever say your name real deep in the mirror, like Alicio Torres? I mean, bro, that sounds scary, and you don't want that dude looking for you, man. So. Definitely shout out to you, big homie, for having me on, man.
Hey, man, bro. Again, man, shout out to, you know, our kids. Shout out to Tristan. He might be getting ready for bed now. I have no idea. Big ups to you for, you know, joining
Tristan
me on tonight.
Tristan is definitely your twin, bro. I love his energy, man. I ain't gonna lie, bro. That is my little homie, man. But he is definitely you to the second power.
Yes, he is. Except for his sensitive skin, he got that from his mama. He got my feet, my forehead, my eye color, my head shape, my ear shape.
Yep.
He got everything about me, except for like being picky about food. He got that from his mama. Yeah, everything else is me though. Everything else is me. So he is definitely my twin. And what's crazy is that like during the summer months, he gets darker. So he gets like a slight tone. Like, not so much brown as Christiana, but he gets darker than me, which is when he looks like her. And then here comes the fall and the winter months, and then he gets his color back, and he looks like me. So he has a good amount of both of us in him, and we love him. The people that listen to the show, they love him. The people at church love him. Everywhere we go, people love him. So, yeah, he's definitely our son, and God definitely blessed us to have such a wonderful, intelligent, very smart, quick-learning son at that.
Yes, sir. He's definitely that.
So, yeah. So, Mike, with you being, you know, the first guest or the second guest in November, are you enjoying yourself tonight?
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, trust me. If I wasn't enjoying myself, I'd be sitting at home watching Netflix. But instead, I'm here with the legend, Mr. Alicio Torres on the KS Radio Show. You heard?
Turn up. Hey, I want to give a quick birthday shout-out to my sister, Kenesha Warlick. I believe she turned 43 today. She is actually in Liberty Township. Watching, I think the comedian is Michael Blackson. I think that's his name.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Big shout out to my sister. Her birthday is today. Big shout out to the homie Joe Focus, another Cincinnati native. His birthday is today. Shout out to Queen Lynn from Alabama. Her birthday is tomorrow, and I believe she has some kind of performance that she's doing. Real soulful R&B singer with a clean message down from Alabama, one of my good friends. So shout out to Queen Lynn for her birthday being tomorrow. Shout out to my mom that's listening. Shout out to everybody that's listening live. Shout out to the homie Deontay Hall, all the way turning up with the homie KS on this Friday night, listening online. Again, to all my partnerships and sponsors, thank you all. Mike, man, I know 2021, well, first of all, hold on, let's reverse. I know the year 2020 was rough on all of us. But how did you and your family deal with COVID? How did you and your household deal with COVID?
Hey, man, I will tell you, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Being in the house, you know, a lot of times we as men, we get busy, man, and a lot of times we don't spend that time at home. And so for the year 2020, I will say that, man, me spending that time at home and being with my wife, you know, with the time that I was with her, I will say that, man, it made me miss getting out more, bro. That's what it was, man, you know, because when you with your wife all day, every day, man, and you can't do nothing, you figure, hey, you find out how much love you got for each other, man. So,
mm-hmm.
We say, hey, for real, we made it happen, man. I was like, ooh, I forgot what it was like to just have alone time and be gone. You know, but at the same time, we got on each other's nerves, but it was enough to keep us laughing, you know, and loving each other, because I still was doing comedy, but I was just doing it virtually, which, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was tough. Yeah, it was tough, but we made it happen, man. So my thing is the more time that I found out a lot of things about her, she found out a lot of things about me. And it was funny. We just had more movie nights, you know, and that was pretty much how we got through it, man. So we had fun at our house, man. We, you know, we always laughing, you know, and, you know, talking about stuff. My wife, she has a podcast show as well on iHeartRadio. So we do that together along with my brother-in-law. So we've been doing that for so long. So we know how to keep the energy high in the house, man, and have fun. And when we got on each other's nerves, I went downstairs and she stayed upstairs, and then we come back together and she just look at me and I'd be like, am I okay? Am I good? Are we okay? And, you know, and we would just make up really quick, because a lot of times when you're not around each other, you don't have time to really, like, find little stuff, you know, because you're always gone. So you appreciate that time that you had together. So, yeah, we made it work in 2020, man.
Amen. Now, before I do know the time is of the essence, but before I get into my next question, the homie Iceberg just called in. So we going to go ahead and get into some music right now.
Iceberg.
Hey, man, if y'all don't know who Iceberg is, man, I feel sorry for your ears, because Iceberg has some of the dopest lines that I have heard in Christian hip-hop, and he always he always delivers. He never disappoints. Whether if it's a feature track that he's on or somebody's, you know, on his song, he never disappoints, and every song has a hard-hitting message that resonates with your heart and with your ears. So if you guys don't know who Iceberg 517 is, man, again, I feel sorry for your ears. That's just me being transparent and being real. But the homie Iceberg is on the line. We're going to get into his new song right now featuring Miss J Bless. This is his brand-new track that was released today called High Low. You guys turn on your listening ears, because he has a message that will resonate and that will minister to you and your household and to everybody that's listening live right now. So here's the homie Iceberg with High Low. Check it out.
Hey, yo, what's good? This your boy, Iceberg 517. You're now rocking with the KS Radio Show, home of the live exclusives and realest interviews. Audi. High low, yeah. High low, yeah. Caught up in the middle for my high low. Speeding by faith with my eyes closed. Tryna say hi from a low low. Right. Yeah, struggle ain't nobody. Get it out your way, get behind me. Tryna get right in the wrong, tryna buy me. So yeah. I still rise up, cause yeah. My God got me. Yeah, hey, high lows, high,
high,
high lows, high,
high,
high lows. High,
high,
caught up in the middle for my high low.
Yeah.
Speeding by faith with my eyes closed.
Right.
Tryna say hi from a low low.
Yeah.
All my P's and Q's, no typos. Tryna catch me up, no nitro.
High
lows, hit me like a racket.
Yeah.
Try to give you truth, no capping. Gotta stay active, do more than rapping. God give me grace with a multicolored jacket. Times I'm low, looking for growth.
Yeah.
Losing my faith, cause I sit up in a boat. Somebody pull me out the mud, I need rope. Can't be a hope, still if I'm broke. Then stand with my sister though. Homeless, I ain't had nowhere to go.
No.
I was shining but stud like a light pole. Falling so deep, deep like Geronimo. Was super depressed if you didn't know. Tryna get back to work, but a no-show. When I move too fast and say slow, bro. Or the devil try to put you in a slow choke. 2020, I was crashy crazy. 21,
yeah.
I'm on it, baby.
Ooh.
Traffic coming,
yeah.
I'm swerving, baby. Christ with me, I'm a king, baby. Had to get off my tail. Had to make a move. You know I'm fire-hearted.
Right.
What I got to prove, yeah. High low,
yeah.
High low.
Yeah.
Caught up in the middle for my high low. Speeding by faith with my eyes closed.
June.
Tryna say hi from a low low.
Right.
Yeah, struggle ain't nobody. Get it out your way, get behind me. Tryna get right in the wrong, tryna buy me. So
yeah.
I still rise up, cause
yeah.
My God got me. Yeah, hey, high lows, high,
high,
high lows, high,
high,
high lows. High,
high,
caught up in the middle for my high low.
Yeah.
Speeding by faith with my eyes closed.
Right.
Tryna stay high from a low low.
Yeah.
All my P's and Q's, no typos. Tryna get me up, no nitro.
Y'all way on the safe side. Time wasted on waste time. If you need to talk to him, dial him up. Christ on the main line.
Hello.
Hit your face, you wanna FaceTime. Praise and worship at the same time.
Hey.
Satan trying to get in the way. Bible loaded on my waistline. Is J blessed for a reason. Through each trial I need him. In the world try to keep me down, I keep a smile, it's my season. He's with me when I'm up high, or even when I'm down low. Rest in God's policy, I've been assured, no guide go. From the streets to the church, you the one that I'm around with. It's the world outside, you the one that I'm slam with. Praise in public, I ain't hiding it. Seek the kingdom and I'm finding it. Satan said he's trying to sell the world. Tell that clown I ain't buying it.
High low,
yeah.
High low,
yeah.
Caught up in the middle for my high low. Speeding by faith with my eyes closed. Tryna say hi from a low low.
Right.
Yeah, struggle ain't nobody. Get it out your way, get behind me. Tryna get right in the wrong, tryna buy me. So
yeah.
I still rise up, cause
yeah.
My God got me. Yeah, hey, high lows, high,
high,
high lows,
high, high, high lows, high, high. Caught up in the middle for my high low. Speeding by faith with my eyes closed.
Right.
Trying to say high from a low low. All my bitches choose no typos. Trying to gas me up, no nitro.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Again, you guys, man, that was the Brody Iceberg 517 featuring Ms. J Bless with High Low. And again, you heard the announcement from Shalom Chic, Glory Shalom herself. So definitely, if you guys are looking for something fashionable, something, you know, that sets apart your woman, or, you know, if you just got a promotion at your job and you want something nice to wear as a woman, then definitely check out ShalomChic.com. You can click the link in the description if you are listening live, or just check out www.ShalomChic.com. They always got some of the best deals with affordable prices with some of the most fashionable items at affordable prices for women of all sizes. So definitely click the link in the description to shop today. The homie Mike Jackson is a Christian comedian. He's a pastor's kid, and he is our guest on tonight. Mike, what you think about that brand new Iceberg track?
Hey, man, I told you, bro, I'm a fan of Iceberg, man. That's ever since I met him at the that gospel rap show. Man, I've been a fan ever since, him and Big Steve, but I ain't gonna lie, bro. Iceberg, yeah, he be putting it down. Hey, the other thing is Iceberg is a big dude. He a big, scary dude, man. I'm kind of glad, you know, that he was a gospel rapper, because when he walked up to the park that day, he looked like somebody had knocked his ice cream out of his hand, and I was scared, because who gonna mess with Iceberg, bro? He's a big human being, built like Dwight Howard, bro. I was so glad he was a gospel rapper. Made me feel at ease.
Amen. Mike Jackson, before we, you know, end the show and everything, how can people get a hold of you on social media to stay in touch with you, to be, you know, to know when you're coming to their city, or maybe to just want to, you know, fellowship and just chit-chat with you? How can people get a hold of you on social media?
So for Facebook, it's just Mike Jackson. If anybody that's not a friend that can't find me in Alicio or friends, then you can go to his Facebook page. I'm going to put you in there too, bro. You can go to his Facebook page and you can find me. I'm in Dayton, Ohio, Mike Jackson. And Instagram, I am Mike Jackson 0627. That's my birthday, June 27th. And that's another way that they can reach me on the social accounts.
Amen. Are you open to doing events now that 2021 is here? You know, everything is slowly opening back up and everything. Are you open to doing events?
Oh, man. I can't even, as soon as stuff started opening up, I had phone calls already for me to start coming back and performing. So if you're in the Dayton area, December 16th, will be at Gateway Cathedral, a comedy show called The Three Wise Men. Me, DeAndre Stringer, Deontay Allen will be on that one. That's the only other public event that I honestly have. Everything else I do a lot of hosting, bruh. So I get people who bring me in to host their events. So I'll be doing 20 church year anniversary tomorrow in Louisville, Kentucky. And then I'll be back down in Dayton performing for a fashion show for Candice Letitia, who will be doing, and Howard Hewitt will be our guest doing the concert. So yeah, man, I'm open to it, and it's looking good. I'm getting booked for next year already. So, yeah, definitely I'm open to it, big bro.
Hey, man, now how can people get a hold of you to book you? Do you have, like, an email or, like, a phone number that you want people to call to book you?
Yeah, so I have my email is MikeJackson0627, same as my Instagram, at Gmail. You can book me that way. And I also have a business number that goes to my business manager, which is my queen. It'll be 937-681-8372. And those numbers are actually listed on my social accounts. So everybody's got to go through her before they can get to me. She does all the contracts.
Amen. Now, Mike, you are a fan of, you know, some of the local talent here in Cincinnati, such as, you know, you said Iceberg, K-Drama, you name dropped early in the show. But you also mentioned Big Steve. And Big Steve, I believe, was at the park as well that day. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, he was, man.
Amen. Now, I told you in your inbox that I got a couple of exclusive tracks that Big Steve has not released, but he asked and suggested me to play them. So we're going to go ahead and get into something exclusive. Exclusive. Nobody else has heard these tracks other than me. So we're going to get into something exclusive right here on the KS Radio Show. Here is Big Steve featuring RL Music with Love Me Like That. Check it out.
It's your boy, RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show.
Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music.
We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby. Let's go!
Let me catch my breath, yeah, I made it. Shelter in your arms, that's the safest. I ain't running no more, I'm just pacing. You drew me with your love like a painting. Nothing that I do makes me worth it. Oh, the way you love me back, don't deserve it. I ain't running no more, I'm just pacing. You drew me with your love like a painting. Never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah. Captain of my ship, anchor of my soul. Can't nobody love me like
your grace is like a flood that I'm drowning. I failed you so many times I stopped counting. Why you
never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah.
You would think I'm perfect, but I know I don't deserve it.
Why you gotta love me like that?
Why you gotta love me?
Yeah,
like you do, I'm so glad you found me. I don't wanna drown, I stand on a rock, yeah. They don't even know Jesus is the rock, yeah. Nothing that I do makes me worth it. Oh, the way you love me back, don't deserve it. I ain't running no more, I'm just pacing. You drew me with your love like a painting. Never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah. Captain of my ship, anchor of my soul. Can't nobody love me like with your grace is like a flood that I'm drowning. I failed you so many times I stopped counting. Why you
never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah.
You would think I'm perfect, but I know I don't deserve it. Why you?
Why you gotta love me
your
like
crazy like a flood and I'm drowning. I failed you so many times I stopped counting. Why you
never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah.
Different kind of love, I ain't talking Gucci and Keisha. Different kind of love, nothing like Kirk or Rashida. Got me feeling like I'm walking on water with Peter. Never paying for a price, always getting it cheaper. Blessing me with credit cards, with them high limits. They can try to block you, he just ends up goaltending. You my father, gave me heart, he not John Q. You always got me popping tags, getting something new. Got that love and happiness, he not Al Green. Stacking up blessings, taller than y'all, man.
team. Keep counting. Like when Giannis try to shoot a free throw. Making history together. But we not the Beatles. Front page news. Jesus not the funny page. Had me shouting hallelujah after graduation. God keeping me away from the paramedics. The devil keep taking shots like a diabetic. Said I wasn't gonna be nothing. Gotta take my time. I keep rushing. He still coming. We not bluffing. Let's get together like homecoming. Flirt with me. I'm not blushing. He passed that. We not puffing. Got Hennessy. I can't touch it. Why Christian? Be mean mug. Y'all not hard. I'm not soft. I'm a worker. He big boss. Just lost weight. Rick Ross. Get my own swag. Chris Cross. Let me wrap it up like Christmas. Can I get a witness? Let them know Jesus always handle business. Real love. Real God. Made it through. No new scars. He helped me out. We won't charge. Keep blessing me. With new bars. Got handouts. Get discounts. Not leaving God. I can't bounce. All work. No play. God coming through. That's all day.
What up, y'all? This your boy, D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Hope you guys enjoyed that exclusive only heard on the KS Radio Show track, the homie Big C featuring RL Music with Love Me Like That. Loving that track, bro, man. He sent it to me, and I was in love with it on the first play. So I'm glad he sent it over to me, and I'm glad he gave me permission to play it. So. Yeah, I'm feeling that track. I might have to play it again because it was that good. Mike, are you enjoying yourself tonight, man?
Oh, man, I'm having a blast, man. I appreciate you once again, big bro.
Hey, man, you guys, this is father, husband, Christian comedian. The homie Mike Jackson is here with us on tonight. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed his testimony. If anybody has any questions or any feedback or maybe even, you know, comments, if you guys want to be on the show and interact with us, definitely take your phone off mute, press the number one key, and introduce yourself. Again, I'm not going to bite. Mike's not going to bite. We're two men of God, and we just want to know where you're from, if you're enjoying the show, if you're enjoying the music, and so forth. If not, that's okay, too. I just appreciate all you guys listening. My mom listening live, Iceberg 517 listening live. I think Deontae Hall is still listening live with the internet link from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Again, all my sponsors. Man, I can go on and on and on. So I just want to thank all you guys for listening live. We had a couple new callers that did call in, and they're stuck around with us since the beginning of the show. And, of course, some of the hottest music and exclusive music that you haven't heard yet before as well. Mike, before we let you go, this is the time, this is the part of the show where I ask my guests to pray us out. But before you pray us out, do you have any encouragement for the listeners?
Yes, sir. I will. I just want to encourage everybody to, no matter what a situation looks like, no matter how dark of a place you feel that you're in right now, a lot of times you get stuck and you don't know exactly what to do. My thing is a lot of times we try to fix stuff on our own and we're scared to actually open up and talk about it and be vulnerable. But a lot of times our deliverance, our breakthrough, our answers come from just talking to like-minded people and just trying to get an understanding. Once again, they have to be like-minded. So you don't have to walk this alone. Even in Christ, you don't have to feel like you're not, you don't have anybody to talk to, and you can open up to somebody. And if you can find somebody to talk to about whatever the situation is, by all means, do that. I know it helped me at the same time. So men, don't be afraid to be vulnerable and open up yourself. Women, don't be afraid to just allow God to work and just come to you and speak to you and get around like-minded women and men. So I appreciate you, bro, for this platform. Thank you for just having me, and man, many blessings to you in the years and the future coming, man.
Amen. Mike, with you being my guest, I always ask my guests if they are comfortable with praying us out, and if you are, since you are my guest, I give you the floor to take us into the throne room.
Yes, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for just allowing this time to resonate our faith in you and allow you to actually flow your spirit through us. We ask that you continue to let the flesh decrease so that you can increase in us, the Heavenly Father. We ask that you please go out into the world, and we ask that you allow your servants who you've set on this earth to be bold to speak about you. Don't be ashamed. Don't be timid. You know that we can't be lukewarm. We have to either be hot or cold, God. So we want you just to put us in that mind frame and in that right realm. A lot of times we as Christians, we get scared, the Heavenly Father, but we want you to instill in us a new boldness going forward into 2022 and the years to come. We know the devil is out there to steal, kill, and to destroy, dear Heavenly Father, but we know that we serve a God who is almighty and who is always going to be the answer and who is always going to keep us covered, dear God. So we thank you for your blessings, big and small. We ask that you just keep a hedge of protection around us, our families, our kids, the world, the people that don't know you, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you just give everyone a knowledge of who you are and just allow them just a little bit of what you can do in their lives, dear Heavenly Father. So we thank you once again just for being in us and abiding in us and imparting into us. And we promise that we'll continue to be your servants here on this earth as long as we live, in your name. Amen.
Amen. And before we get off here, in case if anybody that might listen to this show, listen to the rebroadcast, or if you are struggling and stumbling in your faith, I want you to know that salvation is essential to the believer and to the unbeliever, because we have to know Jesus in a real way in order for us to not only see the golden gates, but also make it into heaven. Because like you said, Mike, we can't be lukewarm. We got to be either hot or cold. And if we denounce Jesus in front of others, he's going to denounce us in front of his Father. And with 2021 being here, with the world the way that it's being right now, it's just going to get worse. So we have to take salvation and make it a priority. And if you don't know Jesus in the departing of your sin, then you are in trouble and you are outside of the ark of safety. And, you know, if you are outside of the ark of safety, then you have no chance to get into heaven without knowing Jesus. So you have to know Jesus, but in order to know that, you have to accept him first. So here is a salvation clip from the homie from Dayton, Ohio, Reborn. It's his stage name, and he delivered this perfectly. So if you don't know Jesus in the departing of your sins, and if you've never thought about giving Jesus your life, tonight is a great time. Tonight is a great opportunity, because without Jesus, without the blood of Jesus transforming my life, I wouldn't be here to tell you about him on tonight. Without the blood of Jesus transforming Mike Jackson's life, he wouldn't be here to testify about his goodness, about what the Lord has done for him, to make him a father, amen, to make him, you know, a husband, to make him a Christian comedian, something that you don't hear about that often. So Jesus transformed our lives, and he can do the same for you. Here's the salvation clip. Check it out.
In Romans 10, it says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned. give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. Celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Hey, man, you guys, like you heard Reborn say, salvation is important, and we're celebrating with you right now. So thank you, Jesus, for this time. Thank you, God, for this opportunity. Mike Jackson was my guest. Mike, man, did you enjoy yourself tonight, bro?
Yeah, I did, bro, and I can't go on if I don't say my man, Reborn. I forgot to throw him in there too, bro. That me and him performed together. So I'm not a rapper. I can't, because every time I try to rap, I bite my tongue. So that's why I stuck with comedy. But he performed at the same show that I was on. So shout out to my big bro, Reborn.
Amen. Again, you guys, thank you guys for listening tonight. You can follow Mike Jackson on social media at MikeJackson0627. And in case if anybody wants to book him for your upcoming events, he is being booked now for next year. The number is 937-681-8372. And he has a couple of live events coming up soon. Mike, did you say December 18th or what day was that for that event that you're going to be doing here soon?
Yeah, December 16th. It'll be Gateway Cathedral on Olive Road. Pastor Norman Scarce is the pastor there. So it'll be me and two other Christian comedians. So y'all come on through. It's the links on my Facebook page. You can purchase tickets through the link, or you can get them the night of. So Gateway Cathedral, 5501 Olive Road in Troutwood, Ohio.
Hey, man, you guys. Thank you for the information. Mike, I'm glad you have enjoyed yourself tonight. Thank you for chatting up with your homie, KS, for this past hour. I want to say thanks to all my partnerships, Charger Station Radio, Must Be Heard Radio, GSWC Radio down in Memphis, Tennessee, Living Witness TV. All of you guys, I wouldn't be where I am today without your help, without your guidance, and without your sponsorship. So thank you guys for everything that you do. Again, all the listeners, check out the links in the description to the Facebook business page, to the KS Radio Show, ShalomSheet.com, RoslynSmithCounseling.com. It's some services for individuals as well as couples, because God called us to be whole, not just to be broken vessels. Overcome Apparel has their website in the description, as well as East Garden has a brand new pop-up shop. So if you are in the Indiana area, or if you just want to have a better immune system and want to have more information, definitely follow @_EaseGarden on Instagram, or just click the link in the description to find out what the business is about and how you can support Alexis Johnson, who is my biological sister. You guys, we are going to get out of here. Again, Mike, thank you again. Thank you to all the listeners. We're going to close the show with the homie Zay Jones with Move Around, because it's the weekend, and you know when the enemy comes in like a flood, Mike, what happens? Jesus raises the standard. Jesus raises the standard, and we declare and decree that Satan, he got to get out of the way, a.k.a. he got to move around. Hey, man, so it's the weekend. We're going to turn up for Jesus, man. You guys keep it locked. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Please don't forget to check out Candy Combos on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Man, we got something special this Tuesday coming up. But until then, Satan, get out of here, man. You got to move around, cuz. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Satan tried to hold me down. He gon' get this call for power. When the enemy come in floods, we gon' tell him, move around, move around, move around. Move around. Satan tried to hold me down. He gon' get this call for power. When the enemy come in floods, we gon' tell him, move around, move around, move around. Move around. Move around. Move around. Move around. Came in with a gift, you know I got it wrapped. For no paper or to get no death up. God on my mind, tell Satan back up. All up on my hip, you know I got it strapped up. Yes, out of here. Got a couple dollars, keep it a buck. What you feeding your people ain't enough. Yeah, so what's up? I had some dogs that was digging, spinning the block. Do you greasy for some chicken? West, we call it mitten. Run that before we get to blicking. His pulse quicken. Red dot, head shot. He only left with his hands raised. Praise God. I move around. Touchdown in my zone. Dealing with my anger, blood boiling. Put a hot shell to his stomach, blood boiling. My daddy was gone, off in a cell. Meanwhile, real life was just like hell. They wasn't seeing what I'm living, so I put it back in braille. Blood covered on me, G.O.D. set me free. Couldn't pay the fee, dodging chase through the field. D.D.O.D. I move around. I move around.
Y'all, and this is the last song of the night. It goes to some brand new music with One Body Music from Dayton, Ohio, the homie Courtney Adrian, Salt of the Earth, C-Script, Young Marlo, Christ Jr. Man, this one is a banger. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it. And again, you guys, if anybody wants to sow into my ministry, you can send donations and love offerings through Cash App, the $ capital E-L-I-S-E-O, capital T-O-R-R-E-Z. You guys, that was Zay Jones with his brand new track called Move Around that dropped today. Well, we're going to go ahead and close the show out with none other than the homies from Ohio holding it down in a major way. Here is One Body Music with I'm Good. Much love, peace, good night, and God bless. Keep Jesus at the center of everything that you do and watch your pathway be blessed. God bless.
It's Matt.
One Body.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's move.
Oh,
Touching the
street, touching the creek, watch God come through. Hang with me, hang with me, yeah, I got my fruit. Touching the green, watch God come through. Angel with me, angel with me, yeah, I got my fruit.
Yes sir, 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 yes sir.
One body, one body, one body.